Chapter 16.
I think we may have just pissed her off even more.
Deja gasped as Actura's eyes shot daggers in our direction.
Pissed off? Todd questioned. She looks madder than that time my dad caught me putting his special spices on my pizza. How the fuck was I supposed to know Adderall wasn't a seasoning?
The Lovecraftian horror before us moved its dorsal fins so they were parallel to the ground and then spun around rapidly. As it turned, the water beneath its feet rose up and surrounded its body in a massive, deadly water spout. Before we could react, the liquid tornado shot toward us and we were sucked into its grasp. I struggled for breath as my body was whipped around inside of the vortex, and every now and then I could see Actura's sinister, slitted pupils flash by. Then, my momentum was suddenly halted with a wet schlock as I hit one of Actura's slimy tentacles. One of the creature's suction cups slurped against the back of my head and sent me into a full-body cringe. Then the yellow tentacle wrapped around my body and began to squeeze. This thing was trying to crush me like I was a fucking grape. I quickly surrounded myself with purple hellfire, though I wasn't sure that would hold up against the sheer strength of the beast. There was a dull, throbbing pain throughout my body as I pushed back against the organic trash compactor, and I could feel myself getting worn out. My magic might have been powerful, but I was literally fighting back against a creature 10 times my size. Thank the Exalted One, I knew how to combine my different colored hellfires. I summoned red flames to my body, intertwined it with the purple ones, and then increased the power of the spell as Actura's tentacle caught fire. The creature released me from its grasp as it let out a shriek of pain. In one quick motion, I pulled out the Sword of Saints, enchanted it with a bit of divine light, and took aim at the damaged tentacle. Then I swiped at the appendage, and my blade lodged itself firmly into Actura's skin. As I pulled my weapon away and watched the orange blood spray from the newly created wound, a relieved grin spread across my face. So, this bastard could bleed after all. And, as Todd liked to quote, "If it bleeds, you can kill it." I shot forward in the sky with the Sword of Saints outstretched like a spear in front of me. However, I wasn't quick enough to get to the fucker's heart before another tentacle got to me. A wave of pain shot through my body as I was tossed to the side by the tentacle and then back out through the other side of the water spout. I caught myself on my large bat-like wings, but I needed a minute to reorient myself. As a living, breathing water spout, Actura was now making a beeline straight towards Tampa. I could see from up here that several people were now out in the streets, and they were running away from the commotion as quickly as their feet could take them. Oliver appeared to be directing people away from the approaching creature of the depths, while Raphael continued to dart around in the sky as he delivered his words of warning.
"Shit!"
Todd screamed as his tiny body burst through the wall of the water spout. I caught him with a shot of telekinetic flames, and then righted him next to me. Not 2 seconds later, Deja shot through the watery vortex and joined us.
"Ectora's trying to counteract my spell,"
Eclipse explained as she floated over to our position, and her hands were still growing bright with dark hellfire.
"It thinks if it can't see me, I can't see it."
Not gonna lie, Todd admitted. "That's kinda adorable. Like playing peekaboo with a world-ending monster that totally wants to eat us all as a midnight snack."
"It's heading right for the shore," I observed. "And Raphael and Oliver don't have everybody to safety yet. Oh, hell, it will probably take an hour or three to evacuate a city that size."
"Then we'll have to step in,"
Deja spoke up.
"Because if we don't, hundreds of thousands of people are going to die."
Suddenly, I saw two figures approaching, rapidly in the distance, both under the power of their own wing movements. Libby and Cupie. Oh, they finally made it. Now, I just needed to make sure Ectura's attention was on me. I summoned red hellfire into my hands, blasted the water spout, and then watched as a large chunk of the barrier evaporated into steam. Ectura's fugly face was exposed for a brief moment, and I took the opportunity to launch a blast of yellow shuriken at the fucker. The tiny, spinning blade simply hit the monster's skin and bounced off harmlessly. But its attention was now on me and not on the incoming succubi. I flew blindly backward and made sure to keep my eyes on the fucker at all times. Finally, I swooped back far enough so that Jane could hear me from her place on the skyscraper. "When you see Cupie, light the bastard up," I explained. "Join in with Blue Hellfire."
"Got it."
Jane agreed, and then I heard the sound of hellfire crackling into her hand. The water encased Ectura moved forward, now only a few strides away from land, and behind me, I could hear the screams of the terrified people of Tampa as they fled from the incoming monstrosity.
"Oh, I hate to be the bearer of bad news,"
Raphael sighed as he fluttered over beside me.
"But I wasn't able to get everybody out. Several of them refused to believe me, particularly the fact that I'm an archangel."
"How the fuck could they not believe you?" I grumbled. "There's a giant fucking Cthulhu heading right for them."
"They said, and I quote, 'They'll start paying attention when it's a Category 5,'
the archangel mumbled.
"And others simply refused to take off their headphones so they could hear me."
"Oh, well, that's going to make things more complicated," I shrugged. "I guess our objectives are changing from kill to kill and protect the civilians."
"Oh, bro, I suck at those kind of missions,"
Todd protested as he floated back to us.
"Oh, I'm lucky if I get away with 50%.
"Try to bat 100 on this one," I shot back. The swirling water spout finally reached the shore and sent briny ocean water into the air in a massive wave as it landed. Thankfully, Cupie was on it. A giant blast of blue hellfire rocketed toward the creature from behind, struck the back of the water spout, and then began to freeze it in place. Jane joined in with her own freezing spell, and soon both of the icy attacks wrapped around the spout to form a frigid belt. The rotation of the spout caused the ice to splinter and crack, though, and within seconds it broke open. As the crystallized water rained down onto the shore, Jane and Cupie continued their freezing spell in near-perfect harmony. They froze the bottom half of the spout first, and then once that had shattered, they moved on to the top. Finally, there was nothing left covering Ectura's body. More importantly, that left the beast wide open.
"Hold your spell, Eclipse!" I called out to the tattooed succubus as I took to the sky. "Let's hit this bitch with everything we got!"
The Eclipse's spell still held firm, and all eight of Ectura's eyes were still aglow with black hellfire. The monster was as blind as a bat, and we needed to take advantage of this opportunity. I hauled back, summoned red and silver hellfire into my hands, and then turned the metal ball at my belt into a floating puddle of molten hot metal. Next, I took aim at Ectura, launched the attack, and then watched as it slammed into her face with a satisfying sizzle. Ectura bellowed as she stepped up onto the shore, and the bulk of her weight pushed her leg down into the ground, all the way up to her knee. She stumbled forward, stomped her second foot into the ground, and then thundered forward like a blind bull in a china shop. And she was heading straight for downtown Tampa.
"I've got her!"
Deja called out as she swooped over to my position. The tan succubus tossed out her spear and chain, wrapped it around one of Ectura's tentacles, and yanked. The motion pulled the Lovecraftian horror off balance, and then the beast spun around and let out a groan as she fell onto the ground with an earth-shaking thud.
"The dorsal fins!"
Raph pointed out, but it was too late. Ectura beat her fins up and down like a bird trying to take flight, and shockwaves rippled across the ground. Then chunks of dirt, concrete, and asphalt were tossed up into the sky as the waves demolished the surrounding area. But that wasn't the worst of it.
Jakey? Todd tapped me on the shoulder. You probably want to take a look at this, bro.
The imp pointed toward a few nearby buildings.
Glass shattered from the windows as the shockwaves hit, and I could see visible cracks beginning to form all along their height.
"Oh, please tell me you evacuated those," I asked Raphael.
Much to my horror, the Archangel shook his head.
"They were the ones who wouldn't listen," he explained.
"Oh, fucking hell," I growled.
"Todd, you're fast, right?"
"Are you kidding?"
the imp scoffed. "Oh, the ladies in college always called me the Flash because I was done so quickly."
"Oh, great," I gagged.
"I want you to start at the top of that building and get every fucking person you can out of there."
"Can you, Jakey?"
the imp answered, and then he flew off toward the cracking skyscraper.
"Jane, hold on tight," I ordered,
and then I swooped down to the roof of the building and picked up the brunette cultist in my arms.
"You guys keep trying to hold this thing off, okay?"
"I'll do what I can,"
Raphael agreed as he pulled out a few grenades.
"But make it quick."
Jane and I flew over to the building, and from the sky, I saw a familiar tuft of white hair down below. Oliver was already at the foot of the building, with green hellfire in his hands, as he tried to hold it up with his telekinetic magic.
"Jacob! Jane!"
the old cultist called out with relief.
"Oh, thank goodness you're here! I don't know how much longer I can hold this together!"
The white-haired cultist was down on his knees with a look of pure pain stretched across his wrinkled face. Sweat was pouring down his forehead by the gallon, and his glowing green hands were shaking intensely. I could see why. Oliver's emerald spell was wrapped around the base of the skyscraper like an enchanted band-aid, and it appeared to be the only thing keeping its structure from crumbling into oblivion. Jane and I both created our own telekinetic spells, shot them up around the building, and held on for dear life.
"Todd's rounding up all the people still in there,"
I explained.
"We just have to keep it up until they're evacuated."
"And then what?"
Jane questioned through a grimace.
"We can't just let an entire skyscraper fall down on the city."
"We won't,"
I reassured the brunette.
"Trust me, I have a plan."
"I just hope Todd makes it brief,"
Oliver panted.
"My old bones feel like they're about to snap like twigs."
We held our telekinetic spell for another 2 or 3 minutes as the battle raged on behind us, but the strain of the building's weight in our grasp made it feel like an hour. Finally, I saw the tiny red imp appear through the main entrance, followed by 6 people who were in complete disbelief.
"Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on!"
Todd motioned to the civilians.
"Move your asses before you become octopusy food!"
The second Todd and the others were at a safe distance, I looked back and forth between Jane and Oliver.
"This is going to take a group effort," I explained. "So grab onto my shoulders and don't let go of me or your spells."
Both of the cultists got on me, and then I rose up into the sky. Without breaking the grip of the glowing jade hellfire, I fluttered as high as I could go and then glanced back over my shoulder. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw my friends zipping around Ectura's head like a swarm of angry bees. The monster was lashing out at them with both its tentacles and its razor-sharp teeth, but they were way too fast for her.
Are we going to do what I think we are?"
Oliver gasped as realization sunk in.
"We have to try," I confirmed, "or we're not doing too much damage otherwise. Now, on three. 1, 2, 3!
As the words left my mouth, the 3 of us raised our hands upward, and the base of the building began to shake and rumble as it was torn off its foundation and lifted up into the sky.
I don't know if I can do this,"
Oliver grunted.
"Keep going,"
I commanded the cultist.
"We're almost there."
Poor guy. I was fucking struggling with this one, so I could only imagine how a mortal was handling it. Finally, the base of the skyscraper was at eye level with my team. Now came the hard part. My arms were trembling like jelly as I turned around and took aim at Ectura.
"Forward!"
I ordered, and then all 3 of us threw our hands out like we were releasing a beam of energy.
The entire fucking skyscraper was launched across the landscape, directly at the yellow monstrosity that was attacking it. My friends shot off in all different directions as the building rocketed toward Ectura, but the Lovecraftian terror was none the wiser. Finally, the building struck Ectura square in the chest and shattered into a million pieces of concrete and steel. The impact of the attack knocked the creature off its feet and launched her far back into the ocean, where she disappeared underneath the surface with a splash that could account for a fucking tsunami. In fact, it was a fucking tsunami. As the monster landed in the water, a tidal wave rivaling the skyscraper we'd just thrown sprang forth from the ocean and nearly stretched across the entire horizon. Even though my body ached like a motherfucker, I flew us back to the shore, summoned purple hellfire into my hands, tossed up the biggest wall of protective flames I could think of, and held it out in front of us. Jane and Oliver joined in with protective spells of their own, but even then it wasn't enough to hold back the entire wave.
Libby, Deja, follow me to the left.
Cupie ordered as she summoned red flames into her hand.
Todd and Eclipse, you take the right. We need to stop this thing by any means necessary.
Todd flew off to the right side of our barrier and then proceeded to assault the tidal wave with a barrage of red fireballs. Meanwhile, Eclipse was right behind him as she tossed down black holes using her black hellfire magic. On the other side, Cupiditas flew ahead of her sisters and blasted the wave with blue flames. Once the wave was frozen, Deja and Libby proceeded to take it out with a blast of red fire. The impact from the sea swell knocked me to the ground, but I held my enchantment as I pushed back against it with purple flames. I wasn't going to let Ectura destroy the city. Not while I was still breathing, at least. Finally, after a few seconds of intense pushback, the wave subsided.
Oh, holy shit.
Jane panted as she fell down on all fours.
How did we manage to pull that off?
I don't know, I admitted. I guess there's still a few tricks left in this old dog after all.
Excellent job,
Raphael announced as he slapped me heartily on the back.
Ow!
A wave of pain shot through my already bruised body, and I stared daggers at the Archangel. He immediately withdrew, looked down at the ground, and began to whistle.
Do you think we got her?
Libidine asked as the rest of my team landed next to us. We've burned her, stabbed her, and hulked a fucking 20-story building at her, I huffed. I fucking hope so.
I don't know, Todd shrugged. Octopussy seems to be like fucking Jason Voorhees. You keep thinking she's dead, and then...
Suddenly, Ectura's massive form burst forth from the ocean, and only a few hundred feet from where we were standing. The creature let out a rage-filled roar, and then it slammed its mile-long tentacle down onto the ground and sent a massive fissure through the earth. All nine of us were tossed up off the ground from the impact, but thankfully we were able to catch ourselves on our wings, purple platforms, and black hellfire. Eclipse flew over, so she was only a few dozen feet away from the monster, and then blasted it with her black magic. However, Ectura wasn't having it this time. Before the blinding spell could reach her eyes, the Lovecraftian horror contracted the muscles in her tentacle and shot a dark, gooey substance out of its suction cup. The goo struck Eclipse and knocked her backward, where it promptly pinned her to the ground.
It's ectoplasm!
She gasped as she struggled to break free.
It's counteracting my spell!
Oh, ectoplasmic money shot! Todd whistled. Well, now I've seen everything, bro.
Ectura lifted up her tentacle and then brought it down on Eclipse, but all the beast hit was a large barrier of purple flames. Raphael snapped his fingers, and a large glow of divine light appeared before him. Slowly but surely, it stretched out to take the form of a large two-handed weapon. A minigun. It was a fucking minigun made out of pure divine light.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? I groaned.
It's only for emergencies,
Raph explained when he saw us giving him frustrated looks. Raphael took to the sky as the magazine on the gun began to whir and spin around like a carousel on crack. Suddenly, the muzzle lit up, and shots of pure divine energy blasted forth from the barrel like thousands of tiny shooting stars. The bullets struck Actura's tentacle and riddled it full of holes. The creature shrieked as it pulled its appendage back, but it was far too late. Raphael's weapon had turned it into Swiss cheese, and the entire top half was dangling down as it hung by a fleshy thread. Literal gallons of orange blood poured from the tentacle's wounds as Actura flailed it around and doused the entire shore with gore. The monster tossed out a bunch of more ectoplasmic blobs of goo, but my friends and I were quick enough to avoid the incoming attack. Cupy cartwheeled out of the path of the ectoplasm, threw out a blast of red hellfire, and then flipped backward to dodge another. Raphael spun around to dodge the attack, but the ectoplasm struck him in the back and knocked his minigun from his hands.
"The weight of the weapon threw off my timing," the Archangel explained.
"Oh, it's all right, bro,"
Todd promised as he flew over to the fallen weapon.
"I got this. Hey, Actura, you a farmer? How about a couple of Acers?"
The imp looked comical as he picked up the minigun that was double his size, propped it up toward the monster, and squeezed the trigger. As he did so, the force from the bullets exiting the barrel pushed back against his weight, and his tiny body spun around end over end. Todd looked like an out-of-control wind turbine as he flipped in midair, and then he finally halted his assault. Suddenly, a glob of ectoplasm landed on top of him and pinned him to the ground.
"We need to get that thing closer if we want to do some real damage," I commanded and pointed at the fallen weapon.
I ran toward the minigun, but Actura had turned its attention on my friends. A massive tentacle shot out, grabbed Oliver and Jane, and picked them up in its grasp. Black ectoplasm oozed out of its suction cups and then smothered the cultists in its hold. Fuck the gun. I was going to do this the old-fashioned way. I rocketed toward Actura's tentacle, drew the Sword of Saints, and then stabbed it into the creature's appendage. It let out a wail of pain as it released Oliver and Jane, and then Cupy and Libby flew by to catch the falling cultists. Unfortunately, that was just what Actura wanted. Two more tentacles wrapped around my body, one at the arm and one at the leg, and then squeezed tightly. I quickly reinforced my Calignian armor with purple hellfire, but even then it still felt like my bones and muscles were about to be squeezed out of me like a tube of toothpaste. Then the creature brought me toward its mouth and opened wide. Its breath smelled like fucking rotten shit that had been left out in the hot sun, and spittles of its nasty green saliva flecked out onto my armor. All I could do was complete my protective spell, cover my body completely with purple flames, and then hold on for dear life.
"Jacob!"
Libidine screamed in horror somewhere behind me. Ectura's teeth gnashed against my armor, but it somehow held up. Then I felt the monster's tongue push me to the back of its mouth, where it promptly swallowed me whole. The world went dark as I felt myself being squeezed down Actura's esophagus, and then I fell down into a large open area. I landed with a splash into a putrid-smelling liquid, and I instantly knew what was going on. I was in the literal belly of the fucking beast. The smell was now completely unbearable, so I doubled over and spilled my guts into Actura's guts. Once that was done, I tried to think of a way out of here. The Sword of Saints was still lodged in this fucker's tentacle, and I knew for a fact that my goat-headed dagger couldn't pierce through the creature's skin. Or could it? It was worth a shot to try. It's not like I had anything better to do right now, anyway. So I pulled out the dagger, sloshed through the monster's stomach acid, and then eventually found the inner lining of the organ.
Next, I summoned red hellfire into my hand, enchanted the dagger, and turned the blade into a fire-powered cutlass.
Now, here goes nothing, I muttered to myself as I hauled back and stabbed my sword into Actura's stomach lining. Suddenly, the entire world began to shake as a deep, guttural roar rose up from the outside. It worked. Ectura's insides must not have been as tough as her outside. But this dagger wasn't going to do the trick. I needed something with a bit more firepower. And I knew exactly how to get it. I closed my eyes and reached out to the very souls of my friends. I felt Todd, Eclipse, and Raph struggling underneath the weight of the ectoplasmic traps. Cupy and Libby were next, followed shortly after that by Deja, Oliver, and Jane. Hopefully they could all sense I was still alive, and they would give me the very essence of their souls. As I sat there in the dark, disgusting pit of Actura's stomach, a warm feeling rose up in my very core. It was my friends.
Jacob! Raphael's voice questioned in my mind. I knew you were all right. Take our powers and finish off this blithering blatherskite once and for all.
I had no idea what the Archangel was saying, but I could get behind his message. The air around me felt electric as it began to glow from the shine of my divine light, and when I finally opened up my eyes, I could see nothing but a blinding white glow. The energy surged within me, and for a brief second, I wondered if I could kill this monster just off pure radiation alone. Nah, best not to leave it up for debate. In one fell swoop, I unleashed my god bomb, and the world went completely white. I heard the sound of searing flesh as Actura was engulfed in the blinding divine light, followed up immediately by the sound of flesh being torn apart from the inside. The claustrophobic feeling disappeared almost instantly when I heard the sounds of the ocean waves return to my ears and felt a cool, briny breeze against my face. Then, all around me, I heard large splashes and splats. My vision slowly returned, and I gasped in shock. The beach below me was drenched in orange blood, and chunks of Actura were littered across the once white sands.
Ah, I knew my boy would come through!
Todd cheered as Cupy cut him free of the ectoplasm.
Ha! Ain't nothing gonna stop the God Bomb, bitches!
I let out a soul-cleansing sigh of relief as I surveyed the mess. Actura was dead, and all of my friends were alive and well. Even better, we stopped the creature with zero civilian casualties and only minor property destruction. Most important of all, however, was the fact that we stopped the apocalypse.
Not today, Satan!
I huffed in my best Dana Carvey church lady voice. Suddenly, an overwhelming pain overtook my body. I'd taken a fucking beating from this monster, and I didn't think I had any energy left in my body. My vision began to go dark as I wobbled back and forth in the sky. Then I closed my eyes and plummeted down to the ground.